With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. A federal judge has reinstated an oil and gas lease on land in northwestern Montana considered sacred to some Native American tribes. U.S. District Judge Richard Leon in Washington, D.C. ruled yesterday that President Barack Obama's Interior Department improperly canceled the lease adjacent to Glacier National Park. The nearly 10-square-mile lease was canceled in 2016. It's within the Badger Two Medicine area of Lewis and Clark National Forest, the site of the creation story of Montana's Blackfeet Nation and the Blackfoot tribes of southern Canada. Blackfeet leaders and conservation groups who fought for the 2016 cancellation have argued the area was illegally leased for oil and gas development in the early 1980s without tribal consultation and in violation of environmental laws. Ryan Bussey is the chair of the board of directors for Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, which supported the 2016 cancellation.
The cancellation would have undone an original wrong. Obviously, the lease was improperly let in the 80s, as were most of them, and most of the energy companies have already recognized that and have very thoughtfully given up their leases. And we have a couple of fringe stragglers here that are trying to make a case of this, and we believe the judge made the wrong decision here.
Solinex LLC, based in Louisiana, holds the reinstated lease and says the Trump administration should let the company proceed with its drilling plans. Solinex attorney William Perry Pendley argued that a failure to reverse the Obama administration decision would leave all oil and gas leases granted under Trump in danger of being ended under future presidents. Government attorneys who had defended the Obama-era lease cancellation in court are reviewing yesterday's ruling. Bussey says,
"Over time, I'm confident we'll win, but it looks like we're going to have to continue to fight."
The Badger Two Medicine area is a federally recognized traditional cultural district encompassing over 165,000 acres along Montana's Rocky Mountain front. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.